It's 9 minutes past eight on Morning Ireland. Here with what it says in the papers is Shane McElhattan.
The stairwell is Spartan. The fittings on the carpet are drab and functional. But in the photograph, carried in all the papers, the steps are scorched and burnt, the walls and floor covered in soot. Under a headline, Hunt for iPass Blaze Monster, the Irish Sun has two CCTV screen grabs showing the moment a hooded man soaked the stairs with accelerant and set them ablaze on Friday night. The house is on fire. Please answer. The Irish Times front page quotes a WhatsApp message received by a mother of two from her 12-year-old daughter as the flames raced up the stairs of the iPass Centre in Drogheda. Beside a photograph of the charred stairwell, the paper quotes three women residents of the house saying their children and themselves have been traumatised by the arson attack, which it refers to as suspected. The Irish Independent says the incident is being treated as a deliberate act, which could result in charges of attempted murder or endangerment as well as arson. The paper says Gardaí suspect at least two men are involved, with one man kicking in the door and pouring the accelerant on the stairs before setting it alight, while a second person was outside acting as a lookout. The Independent says CCTV footage from the surrounding area is being examined in an effort to track the movements of the suspects before and after the incident. The Irish Mirror takes its headline from a quote from one of the mothers. The children could have died. The death by stabbing of a young man in Curragh Hall in Tyrrellstown in Dublin on Saturday night features across all the papers. The Independent quotes eyewitnesses hearing the victim, Victor Mamaliga, screaming, "I'm going to die," after he was stabbed during a row in a housing estate. The haunted faces of two cornered middle-aged men appear in many of this morning's papers. D-Day for DJ is the Irish Sun's headline over its lead story that con man DJ Carey, as they call him, faces a prison sentence today for defrauding friends and fans out of nearly €400,000. The paper says he'll appear at the Criminal Courts of Justice for a sentencing hearing this afternoon, and a number of his victims are expected to be in court today, with Judge Martin Nolan quoted as considering a custodial sentence for Carey to be inevitable. One of those victims, Margaret Kirwan, is quoted in the Irish Daily Mail. She and her husband gave Carey €4,000 after he claimed to be suffering from the same type of cancer as Miss Kirwan. She's quoted as describing how Carey groomed and preyed on the couple in her most vulnerable moment. Speculation on the future of the man formerly known as Prince Andrew is carried in many of the papers. Enda Brady in the Irish Examiner quotes biographer Andrew Lowney as predicting there's even more to emerge about his behaviour, particularly about money, and the taxpayer-funded trips abroad while, quote-unquote, working as a trade envoy for the UK. How many headlines can one man make, asks Brady. He gives Andrew 12 months at most in his new home in Sandringham before he either goes abroad of his own volition or is forced out of the UK completely by even more lurid headlines. The Sun quotes Royal Watchers as predicting he's now so hated that he will move abroad, with Abu Dhabi top of the list of possible destinations. The Times has a follow-up to its report earlier this year that the naval service is so short of technicians, vessels are being sent to sea with no working main armament. The paper says the defence forces are now being forced to spend €250,000 to hire external contractors to service the weapons, and this will last for up to 3 years until naval service personnel can be trained to take over the roles again. The story gets an extra sting with the detail that some or all of the private contractors to be hired will be the very technicians who left the naval service in the first place. Finally, The Independent reports that former US President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail again, this time in support of Democrat candidates for the governorship of two states, Virginia and New Jersey. The elections are tomorrow, and the paper says the result, especially in Virginia, will be watched closely in Washington as a barometer of voters' thinking about President Trump's domestic policies. A win for the Democrats, it says, could, they hope, start a momentum to sweep them to victory in next year's midterm congressional elections. The headline is a quote from the former president at the closing rally in Virginia, and it's pure Obama. It's Halloween every day in America, but it's all tricks and no treats.